Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountain. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I do it 1,000 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move our day, bring it to its feet.
Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that can be granted to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show of truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and throughout our solar system. You're now tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the voice of an entire nation, the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled, Waiting for the Next Shoe to Drop. Why did I title the show, Waiting for the Next Shoe to Drop? Because so many shoes have already dropped economically, militarily, geopolitically, culturally, that now we're waiting for the next, they call it Black Swan event, that will trigger so many dominoes to fall that it will be unbelievable. I was listening to several different conversations by the white elite, the white financial world, and even some politicians. And in one of the conversations I was listening to as they were talking back and forth to each other, one guy, as he was speaking, he was saying, the entire system is imploding. One guy said, well, it's about to implode. He said, no, the system is imploding as we speak, not about to implode. So, for us to understand the magnitude of what is being said, we need to get the understanding of what the word means. The word imploding or implode, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means to collapse inward in a very sudden and violent way, to burst inward, to undergo violent compression, to collapse inward as if from external pressure, to break down or fall apart from within. Now, if we have this understanding, we can then proceed in the discussion about what they see coming. They see outside forces moving in on America, in different spheres of American policy and politics and power. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I recall this, he was speaking in, I know for a fact it was Theology of Time. And he was saying that you better prepare yourselves because these outward forces are now pushing in on America. So you better, and I'm paraphrasing, find you a savior. Now, if he was saying that there was outward forces pushing in on America and coming against America to take America, what was he saying? According to the definition of the word implode / imploding, he was telling us that America is facing some powers, from without that she cannot do anything about, that these powers from the outside would cause her to burst inward, to undergo a violent compression, to collapse inward as if from external pressure, right? To break down or fall apart from within. And how do you break down or fall apart from within according to implosion? There must be external pressures that bring to bear pressure on the building, on the structure, on the system, whatever you have it. So now that we know the definition of imploding, we now get a good understanding that Elijah Muhammad said it in 72. And the devil now comes to the realization that it is going to happen. Remember, you mocked Elijah Muhammad because you didn't understand him? Remember, you rejected Elijah Muhammad because the devil made you proud? I don't want no Muhammad. Now the devil is speaking exactly what Elijah Muhammad said. He's doing it in slyer terms because he knows you don't do enough work. You are lazy people. He knows this because he made you lazy. You don't want to go the extra mile to go in the dig, but you'll go to that extra mile to get your hair done. Get your hair cut for the weekend. I got to get fresh. Put on my fresh kicks. You'll go to extra mile. You'll work all week long. Give all of your labor to this white man to get a paycheck and to go right back and give him your money for some kicks so that you can go to the club. You will invest your time in that, which has no salvation and has no bearing on the progression of you and your people in the coming world, but you won't take the time out to weigh the words that are being spoken to you. The devil is going to say, I tried to tell him. You'll say, well, no, you didn't. He'll say, listen, go into the definition of what I was saying. I was telling you, but you were too lazy to understand what I was saying to you. So you won't be able to blame him. He'll say, blame me not. Blame yourselves. I only called you. You came. I had no authority whatsoever over you. Right? What did the Bible tell you? Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. How do you? You have to have a understanding, some type of knowledge, to be able to resist the devil, to be able to recognize his tricks. And so today, what we're talking about is we are waiting for the next shoe to drop, because we are now wise enough to see that external pressures are being brought to bear on America, causing her to implode or have a violent collapse from within, according to the definition of the word implode. Understanding is a beautiful thing. I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino. This is a 7-minute clip here. Some of it is monotonous. He's talking about a few other things, but I want to get to you the main thing is what he's talking about how America's stock market has become dangerous. And then I'm going to play, this is a 6-minute clip and a 7-minute clip I'll play after this. Then we'll go into the collapse and the imploding of the financial monetary system and the global architect or scheme of things, okay? And you'll see that we are in the midst of the change of worlds. And this is one of the main reasons why they are doing their best to demonize Islam. All of this goes hand in hand. This was in the works years ago. Brzezinski and those before him, all of them didn't just come to power overnight. They were all in power before. All of them had policies and plans. As I was listening to some of the pundits talk about Obama, and they were talking about how he, when he got into office, he took what Bush had signed and he magnified it many times over. Okay? This is a continuation of policy. They knew that this day was coming, so they were preparing for the eventuality. humanity, between the clash of civilizations and the war world. Who trained the Taliban? Who empowered Saddam Hussein? Who put the so-called House of Saud in power? Who allowed the what they call the Hashemite kingdom under the Jordanian king to come into power? Who carved up that area over there and called it Syria and called it Lebanon? Without this understanding, you will yet be blind to the fact of what's going on. The devil is coming at you on every level. You hear our people say, and I'm going to play the clip. I don't want no Muhammad. Them old Muslims over there doing nothing but killing. Them old Muslims. And you know this is the play all day long and all night on the websites, alternative media, and the TV shows, but especially it slows my boat a little bit for these so-called alternative media to call themselves independent. And on one hand, they'll say Obama is a puppet. And then on the other hand, they'll blame him for everything, right? Then they'll go right back. See, this is their hatred for you. They know he's a puppet. But the order of the thing has been always to blame the black man for everything. Also, they'll go back and say, well, Jimmy Carter, Brzezinski, Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan had the Taliban in the White House trying to ink out a pipeline deal and a mining deal for the trillions of dollars in copper that just sit underneath the ground in Afghanistan. Right? So, when we get this understanding, I know some of you haven't heard the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad like this, but these are his teachings. And this is the Bible. And this is the Holy Quran. Opening up to you on a geopolitical format so that you can understand the world outside your window and what it all means to you. So you see all of these people who are now called extremists, terrorists, fundamentalists. They all were trained by the West. They all have a connection with the West to demonize Islam, and they waited to this day and time when the economic crisis had gripped them, when the currency crisis has fundamentally changed the order of the day, when all that you see that you held dear to you has started to collapse. They want to switch in the day of your salvation and constantly beat you down with fundamentalism, extremism. Well, my question to them is, was it fundamentalism to start a World War I or World War II? Was it the Muslims or the Christians that did that? Is it the Muslims or the Christians that are dividing Africa, causing false flag terror, overthrowing legitimate governments to keep your monetary system going? Huh? Was it the Muslims or the Christians that came to America and wiped out over 80 million Indians? Was it the Muslims or the Christians that went over to Australia and killed off millions of the Aboriginal people? In New Zealand, millions of the Aboriginal people. Is it Muslims or Christians today? And even if we look to the Middle East, and we see the bombing in the war, who holds power? Is it the Muslims or the Christians? Of course, it's the Christians. When we examine these things, then we get to the root of the matter. This is a concerted effort in this day and time to keep you blind to the reality of your salvation today. And they'll do everything to demonize it. I'll come from the right and the left and from before you and from behind you, and surely you'll find most of them not worthy. I'm going to trick you. I'm going to deceive the hell out of you. I'm going to cause you to go to my doom and destiny with me. This is the devil talking to you. So this is what we see today. Again, I ask, if the Muslims are receiving the AK-47s and the M-16s and the Abrams tanks, or even the Armada tanks or the T-90 tanks, if they're receiving the TOW missiles who produces them and how they're getting it. So this thing goes deeper. That is almost as if you have a toothache, right? And you're trying to treat the toothache when we know that the throbbing comes from the root of the mouth. But what you're doing is touching the shell, the tooth. Eventually, this thing will go beyond the tooth and cause major damage if you don't address it at the root. Right? So we want to address everything at the root. And we want to take all of the covers off of these things so that you have no excuse and that you can see it as it truly is. And I defy every man, woman, and child, fowl of the air, beast of the field, or fish of the sea, to dispute anything that I teach on this show concerning the teachings of the Bible, the Holy Quran, and what Messenger Elijah Muhammad has given to us. This is an irrefutable truth. Not because I think highly of myself. It's because I think so highly of the God who raised up the greatest messenger of God. That's a beautiful day. And it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when we understand these things, we understand that economics is in the midst of all of these things. And the devil is fighting like hell to turn you away from your salvation, just like the Bible spoke of, just like the Holy Quran told you he would. He's an arch deceiver, and he'll turn green into purple day and night to deceive you, right? He'll turn west to east and south to north. That's how much he'll make you believe. You'll see something, you'll say, You'll look right at the facts of it. But the devil is so sly, so skillful, that he'll say, don't you believe your lying eyes. Isn't that one of his phrases? His world is imploding. We've addressed that, and we are addressing it. And he's mad as hell that he sees a future so bright for you, the ex-slave, that he's going into overtime trying to deceive you against your salvation. But there's some out there who see it coming, see his fall coming, see their fall coming, and they're scared. Listen to Mr. Gregory Benarino. Forget, I know it, like I said, I know he'll be talking and he'll ramble a little bit, but listen to the core of what he's saying in this 6 minutes, okay? And we'll be right back after you listen to this.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Marino. How are you today? It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. All right, everybody, let's go over what is occurring right now and just try to make some sense of it. Today, we got the report from the Institute for Supply Management. Very interesting report. It concluded that we have now had 5 consecutive months of contraction with regard to American manufacturing business activity. 5 months of contraction. This report could not have possibly been any worse. Meanwhile, if you were to turn on your TV or however you access your news, you will find out that the stock market is in full-on rally mode. You would imagine that we just got the greatest economic reports in the history of the world today. But black is white and white is black. Let's talk about something else that is pushing stocks higher at this moment. Fed President William Dudley coming out once again talking about how he is concerned about the U.S. economy slowing down and believes that the Federal Reserve should hold off on any further rate hikes. The market is loving this, quite obviously. We now exist in an environment which, again, we've been seeing for quite a while. I thought this was normalizing, but it is not. Once again, bad economic news, and I mean bad economic news, vaults stocks higher, again, backed up by Fed presidents who are determined to continue to distort all of this much, much worse than it already is. It's a crazy situation. It really is when you do not have a market that reacts in the way that it should. I mean, in a normal market, you would expect abysmal economic news to have a hit on these markets. But look at global markets. Global markets, as a matter of fact, have gone up lately. Why? It's very simple. And if you follow this blog, you know exactly what I'm going to say. We've been seeing more stimulus from world central banks, promises of more stimulus from central banks. That's all they can do is continue to prop up and prop up and prop up, further distorting from any type of reality the U.S. equity market, is inflating bubbles. This is all they're doing. And it's sad to watch this occur, because so many people are going to get hurt here. And it's very sad. Again, because of this mechanism now, black is white and white is black, the U.S. equity markets, in my opinion, have become a black hole, an absolute black hole, where nothing makes sense. Bad economic news, vault stocks higher, Fed presidents march out, talking the market higher. It's an incredible situation. It really, really is. And it's difficult. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about a couple of trades here. As most of you probably know, I am still short this market, but I took up a hedge about a week and a half ago.
So I cut that short, but I wanted you to just hear what he was saying about the economic situation of America. Now, on TV, they're telling you that everything is all okay. And when you're listening, you go to the church, even though they may speak on certain things, they're not giving you edification. When you go to the temples now, they do exactly what Reverend Porkchop does in the pulpit. They just preach or teach to you as they read it in a book. But that is no longer sufficient in the day of the judgment. We heard Mr. Manarino talk about the situation in the market. Let's hear what Elijah Muhammad has to say about the situation in the markets. He says, their secret of the time has been kept from the black man of America so long that he himself don't believe in time. This is one thing that we have a very, very bad problem with as so-called Muslims. We talk on time, but we're not aware of where we are in time. We don't believe that time is motion and that things move on. And as things move on, you are supposed to be swift and fast, right down to the modern times, right? And you are supposed to be adaptable to this modern time. All right, that's what he says. We, the first to rise from among the sleeping dead to instruct you, teach you the knowledge of the day and time in which you're living. This is your day and my day. The white man doesn't have nothing in this day but death. We can be proud if we want to just because we have a few dollars, which is dying a natural death. The stock market tells you what your money's doing. It's dying. Isn't that what Mr. Manarino just said? That the entire market has become a what? A black hole, right? Yes. I hope that you are understanding the whole situation of what we're talking about. Because some people, if you can't follow along, it's okay, just bear with us as we go along, because maybe you'll get it as time goes on while we're teaching, okay? This is what it says. The stock market tells you what your money is doing. It's dying. I begged you in 1970 to loan me your money and that I would pay you 10 cents on the dollar. But you think your great God, the devil, has plenty of money and I will give it to him and let him pay me interest on it. This is you. Now stop right there for a minute. He was talking about 1970. And now he's talking to the black people. Because there was a time back when he said, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'll do this, this, and this. Right? But you didn't do it. And that was the stumbling block for you. And so today, you are now reaping the harvest of what you had sown back then. And this has caused panic into the eyes and minds and in the hearts of the people who had the chance to help Elijah Muhammad, but were slow to do it, who didn't want to do it, or who reneged on doing it. And then they want to be in such a hurry today. We've got to do such and such. Well, why the hell didn't you do it when you had the man of the hour in your presence? Huh? Let's go a little further. He says, pretty soon, he won't be getting any himself, nor you. Or talking about the money. Talking about all of this that Muhammad said, pretty soon. Now, he was talking about 1970 back then. But pretty soon, this white man won't be getting any money or anything. And what did he say after that? Nor you. There will come a time. See, he's back on this time thing. I want you to remember that I'm not dumb to it. Dumb to what? To the time. Listen to this. That he will come out making you to believe that he has a great future. God will fool him like that. To get you like he did all the other great strong people that he destroyed. He gave them a little break before their actual death. He made them think that they were going to live a long time. But after that little deceptive break of enjoying happiness in their way of life, death came to them right in the midst of it while they played, while they married, while they were hating the messenger that was among them. All of a sudden, the call came. Oh, it ain't happened like what you think. He said all of a sudden, see, the years build up and you get proud because you think you have overcome the words of God. You get your a Mercedes Benz and you're not so concerned about your brother over there. You get your good job, you're not too concerned about that man in the mud. You start veering over to this, well, I got mine. I'm getting mine. And you stop thinking about all that you held dear to you. And then all of a sudden you lose it all. And you don't know what to do. And you really can't face the people that you rejected or that you backstabbed or deceived. All of a sudden this happens when you're brought to your knees. This is what's happening to America. It was done in degrees. She was being broken down by degrees from the 60s when she robbed her money of silver. From the 70s when she took the world off the gold standard. In the 80s, when Mr. Greenspan started blowing them bubbles. In the 90s, when she started experiencing the greatest poverty boom she has ever seen. In the 2000s, when her manufacturing was transported over to the East, and for a while, she enjoyed cheap goods. And now, we're nearing the end. And you see how God has broken her down by degrees from that point. And at the point he spoke of this, she was number one in education. She was number one economy-wise. Her currency was number one, right? She had the number one engineers and scientists in the world. She had the number one exporting. She had the number one harvest. She had the number one manufacturing. Look at the signs today. All of a sudden, it creeped up on her. And she's going insane to try to hold a position, but she's hollowed out. So what are we doing? We're waiting for the next shoe to drop. All right? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. We'll go to the phone line in just a minute. I want to backtrack a minute. I want to go back to something that's tied so deeply to this. And what I was just reading out of was the theology of time, brothers and sisters, for those of you who are interested in when I'm reading some. Sometimes I forget to give you the book or whatever, but I was just reading out of the Theology of Time. But I want to backtrack a little bit. As the economies of the West implode, and remember what that word implode was, meant. We'll go back to that because we have new listeners on the line also. We'll go back to this real quick. I'm talking to many audiences. But the word implode, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means to burst inward, to undergo violent compression, to collapse inward as if from external pressures, to break down or fall apart from within. All right? So we have that. And so as we look at her, we'll see what are the driving forces of her implosion. You see, her gold has been transported from the West to the East. You see, her manufacturing has been transported from the West to the East. You see, the learning has been transported from the West to the East, right? The political clout from West to East. The whole order of things have been switched. And now the people who didn't have the power are now gaining power. And so they're rising up against the ones who once enjoyed unlimited power, and they're coming from the East to the West. And this outside power, economically, scientifically, right, and politically, are forces which are coming hard on America, pushing inwardly, causing an economic collapse, an economic downturn, a currency collapse, a currency downturn in the Western world, right? Is that not true? So we're seeing shoes drop all the while. But I want to show you something. So as we go back to this, recently, in the last few weeks especially, France, Germany, Belgium, Spain, Italy, the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, and a lot of the, you know, even Ukraine, and a lot of the European, all of the European nations, including Australia, which is a Western nation, and New Zealand, and in America, you have been seeing racial tensions explode. You have seen whites start grasping for straws because they see that their rule is challenged. They see that they're not living the way they once were able to. They're not able to enjoy unrivaled, unlimited power and wealth anymore. And all of that stuff is coming down. And they attribute that to Obama, but Obama is just that one man. He's just a puppet occupying the box. All right? The office. Well, that's the room. That's the room that the puppet is in, that box. And he only does what his puppeteers instruct him to do. He has no forethought, foresight, or will of his own. All right? Now, they have been lashing out against blacks. They have been lashing out against Islam. And they're telling the Muslims to go back. The blacks to go back. Europe is for Europeans. Well, why the hell are you in Africa? They would gladly be in Africa if you stop bombing, stop overthrowing, stop dividing. You're not looking at it at the root. So they call and label them Islamic extremists. Elijah Muhammad tells us, where's my, I'll save you having a prize. Let me grab this up real quick. Yeah, let me, I believe it's on page 93, I believe. It's a chapter called, it's on 93. It's a chapter called Be Yourself. And in this, I'm gonna go beside my point, then I'm gonna hit my point. On page 92, as the chapter opens up, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and he says to us, Allah's great teaching and warning to us, the so-called Negro, is be yourself. What is our own self? He answers that your own self is a righteous Muslim, born of the tribe of Shabbat. Now, he says, he taught us that we are the original people of the earth who have no birth record. He calls on us to submit to him, that he would set us in heaven clear what constitutes heaven on earth. Freedom, justice, equality, money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life. Now, the white man has enjoyed his version of heaven for so long, which was hell to everybody outside of him. So now God flips the script and brings in freedom, justice, and equality. And he's promising to give you money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life, and unlimited progress. This white man can't stand it. Now, you know why? Because you've been his tool for so long. How dare you take my tool? How dare you take my host, and I'm a parasite, and I need him, but I got to use him up. I don't want him around unless I need to use him. Otherwise, boy, get back in the field. So, knowing this, they are lashing out that it is your day and your time, from France to Belgium to England to Spain to America. And they are telling you that they are waging a war against Islam. They just put fundamentalism or extremism there to throw you off. Because if you look over there, the people that they claim to be fighting are the same ones that they're arming. The people that they claim to be fighting are the same ones that they train. The people that they claim to be fighting are the same ones that they give political cover to as they behead people, rape children, and bomb innocent people. You got to understand, the devil is sly. He'll make you believe one way while he's another way. But listen, we go over to 93. The point being, we see that they have said, and even George Bush said, either you're with us or against us. And he slipped when he was talking in his speech about a global crusade. And he tried to put the genie back in the bottle. But we knew what that crusade was about. That was a war of worlds. The clash of civilizations. The war of Armageddon. This is what he was talking about. Because this is when East and West go head to head. So, what is a crusade? First of all, you need to know that. A crusade, it says, any one of the wars that European Christian countries fought against Muslims in Palestine in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, and each time they fought them, they lost them. They lost the wars in the crusades against the Muslims. And the war was about the body of Jesus, for those of you who don't know. Now, we'll touch on that a little bit on another show, I hope so. But let me go to this point here. So they are now openly, I heard, what is his name, Dan Rohrabacher, a congressman out of the Midwest, he was talking about that he would put aside his differences with Russia because all European nations, all white in words, this is what he said, need to unite because their greatest enemy that he sees, it's Islam. That's what he's saying. The French right-wing parliament leader said the same thing. The Belgium leader said the same thing. All over the Western world, they're saying the same thing, and it's being echoed, yet you are missing the point. All of this is interconnected, Muhammad says. The whole, listen to this part, good, for those of you who think that I'm not teaching Muhammad's teachings. The whole of the Western world, of the Western white civilization, is opposed to Islam, the only true religion of God. Therefore, they, the devils, don't teach of Allah and Islam to us. Yeah? So now we see it in France and Belgium. We see it in America and Australia. We see it in England and Germany. We see them all coming out in their fight against Islam, against black people. Why? Because we have reached the wall of Armageddon, age of the dawn. Isn't that something? I tell you, black man and black woman, isn't it a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? You know it is. Smile. This is your day. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word Armageddon means a final destructive battle or conflict. The final time of a final and conclusive battle between the forces of good and evil. The battle taking place at Armageddon. A usually vast, decisive conflict or confrontation. Now, we take the definition, this one right here, the site or time of a final and conclusive battle between the forces of good and evil. Now, those who are saying that they're waging a war for freedom and democracy, these are the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization nations, NATO. These are the, I wouldn't say former, I say still colonial powers who are refusing to give up their former colonies. These are those people who are building stockpiles of weapons that can blow the earth up 30 times over if they're allowed to. These are those who are investing trillions in upgrading nuclear weapons, but little in upgrading the standard of education and health care. So if we look at the facts and the reality of what we see, we can truly say that the Western world is the force of evil. And so if we take a model out of Africa and just take the Jamahiriya system, even though it wasn't perfect, under Brother Muammar Gaddafi, where the people shared the wealth. They got checks when they got married. They got housing. They can go to any college in the country or around the world, and the government paid for it. Free health care, free power, free food, free clothing if needed. Isn't that good? Well, who presided over that? And then they come out of Africa and wasn't it instituted by Muslims? And wasn't it destroyed by the so-called forces of good in the West? So we get a glimpse of the good and the evil, and we get a look at the devil as he really is. And all of this is transpiring because they're desperate trying to keep their power, because they know everything that they had in their grip is now slipping away. This is the end of white power universally, black man and black woman. This is it. You are living in this time. I'll go to Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, keep your hand up. I'm going to play this 7-minute clip. We're going to go overtime. This show was scheduled for an hour, but we're going to go overtime. And please, when we get low on time, do not click over. Do not answer your phone. Do not do anything, because you know Blog Talk will click you off and will not allow you to come back in. And if you so happen to get clicked off, please go back and listen to the show, the entirety of the show, so that you can get everything, because you may miss something. Okay? Now, we'll go to this clip here by Mr. Gregory Mannarino. This is the next clip he's talking about. And remember what I said, as he's rambling, forget the 2 or 3 minutes that he's rambling, and listen to what he's saying.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. How are you today? It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. All right, people, once again, I just have to laugh. We get bad economic news. Just like yesterday, and the stock market goes up. Let's talk about what happened today. We heard from the Federal Reserve, specifically the Fed Beige Book. Basically, what this does is the Federal Reserve gathers information from 12 districts, and they try to gauge how the economy is doing and where it may be going. Well, not surprising to me at all, and I'm sure not to you if you follow this blog, there were basically no improvements across the board. It was basically flat except for one, which was clearly in decline, one specific district. So look, the market loves this, just like it thought yesterday's ISM report, which was horrific, meant that the Federal Reserve will continue to stimulate and print cash out of thin air and will probably hold off on any further rate hikes moving forward, for which we are going to hear from the Fed later on this month, and that is going to be very interesting. I'm trying to put that into a perspective. Look, the narrative is simple. The economy is doing well. Again, this is not fact. This is the narrative from the administration and from the Federal Reserve. You know, everything is just great. Things are moving in the direction that they believe it should be going. So in order to keep that narrative real in any capacity, the Federal Reserve is going to have to do something this month. If they do not nudge rates higher a fraction of a percentage point, again, that's another no-confidence vote in the U.S. economy. And basically, again, goes against the grain that everything is just fine. Look, everything is not just fine. And the market, and I went over this yesterday, is a black hole where white is black and black is white. The powers that be are determined to continue to inflate the debt, and that will continue to foster a bubble in the U.S. stock market. Let me put this into another perspective for you out here. I left a couple of comments earlier on articles that were on MarketWatch. And some individual wrote that the Obama administration is responsible for, you know, a good economy and pushing the stock market higher. Well, what the Obama administration is responsible for is a little deeper than that. Again, I've gone over this fact, and here it is. It took 225 odd years to build up the first $8.5 trillion of debt, for which President Obama has more than doubled, in just 7 years. That is, I don't know the word for it. It's epic. It's unfreaking believable. So in order to prop up the stock market, he has had to more than double the national debt in 7 years, for which it took, again, around 225 years to build up the first half. We are knocking on the $20 trillion door here, people. This is not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. What they're going to do is continue to inflate it, especially in this environment we're in now. And the market is reacting the polar opposite of what it should be doing to, again, bad economic news. The ISM report yesterday, absolutely abysmal. The market vaults 360-something points higher. Today, Fed Beige Book. Across the board here, economic activity is not going anywhere. In fact, it's declining in one district, and the market still goes up. Again, why? Speculation, once again, that the Fed is going to have to continue printing and doing things that we haven't even thought of yet to keep this all propped up, further inflating this bubble here in the U.S. stock market. And look, at this particular time, we have to look at this. I was talking to a trader friend of mine this morning. You know who you are. I think you're watching this. And we were going over how we need to think in opposites with regard to this market. Bad economic news, once again, is good for the market. So let's talk about trading just a little bit. Of my last 7 trades, 5 have been successful. Frankly, that is phenomenal. My last trade on SPY, my puts, not a good trade at all. I did close that position today with a loss. I also had a position on GLD several weeks ago. That was also a loss, but 5 others were successful. So that is a, frankly, stupidly phenomenal record. And you, I don't care how good you may think you are or how good you actually are. You will never, ever win every single one of your trades. That's just the way it is in this business, period. You got to get used to it. And the only reason why I'm bringing that up is I had gotten some comments about my position on SPY, and these are frankly imbeciles. I don't know another word. Look, again, you cannot get this right all the time. This is the way it is in this business as a trader, period. But I would say 5 wins in 7 trades is a pretty darn good. All right. So with that said, let's watch all this moving forward, people. It's going to be more interesting, again, moving through this month, seeing what the Fed is going to do with regard to raising rates. Again, and I keep talking about it, and I'm going to say it again right now. Where's the proof that the Fed has done anything with regard to a rate hike? The market's not buying it. Bond yields are lower now, and they will continue to go lower, in my opinion, moving forward here. Again, that's going to be the safety play. But they're going to continue to inflate the debt, which is going to inflate equity, so you need to be long metals, period. You know that. You need to be buying these things, not the paper derivatives, because, again, I have no faith in this. Look, the fact of the matter is, with regard to every single asset class you can dream about, even the bills that are in your pocket, there is no real price discovery mechanism anymore. It's completely lost. There is no free market. And in many ways, we need to think in opposites now. We're trying to get on the right side of this market.
He said we need to think in opposite now when trying to get on the right side of this market. And he said that everything is upside down. Black is white and white is black, right? This is what I've been telling you for the longest. The manipulation of the market. The devil is so sly, he wants you to believe that his markets are rebounding. Even now, check this out. What sense does this make? All of this economic data comes out. The bad news in employment, the bad news in real estate, the bad news in the global trade, the bad news in U.S., the deficit, bad news in the bond market, bad news with the Fed, bad news all around. And then the stock market shoots up like a rocket, as though people are still confident in the American dollar and the American system. The madness of this, and you believe it. Isn't it something? I'm hoping I get a chance to touch on something with you, but I'm going to go to the phone lines with Brother Rashid in just a second. And so you hang on, brothers and sisters who are listening, and give me just a few more minutes of your time. So, my brother Rashid, I send to you. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Walaikum, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother, I hear you well.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brother, you're doing a marvelous job, brother. The end of America, brother, we who follow the messenger should be very happy, brother. We should be very happy. You know? It's like a child that's getting a Christmas present. He's so anxious. He can't wait until tomorrow to open it up. And that's the way we should be, brother.
Yes, sir. Walaikum salam, my brother. That's right. That's the way I feel. And that's why every time I come with passion. This is from my heart. And I'm going to point to you to facts to prove to you. Because I know we act like we're from Missouri. The show me state. You'll question me on everything. So the one day if I come out and don't have the facts right, oh, we prove that brother wrong. So I'm always conscious and cognizant of this stuff to prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that what Elijah Muhammad has spoken and speaks is exactly what God gave to him. It is exactly what time is vindicating in this day and time. And that's why you hear me proudly and boldly state, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, because I have confidence in the God. I have confidence in the messenger. And I have confidence in the message of the God through the messenger for his people. I have every confidence that these words be, will stand, living or dead. This is in motion today, and we're seeing the vindication of all of the prophets, as the Bible talks about that on the day of judgment, that the saints would come out of the graves. They would be judged worthy. Well, when you, the messenger say, I am the culmination of all of the prophets and apostles and messengers before me. I am the last. So when we see the vindication of this one, all of them have been judged just and true. And they are now out of that grave of ignorance in your mind because you are seeing the vindication of the last messenger. Therefore, all of them have been vindicated and judged true. We're just waiting for the next shoe to drop. So America, France, Germany, Belgium, England, Australia, New Zealand, and all of the North Atlantic terrorist organization nations, they're in a bind. They no longer tribal economic power. They no longer control the trade. They no longer control manufacturing. They no longer control export. They are losing complete control over the gold and silver.